Hello. Testing. We are back to another episode of the 3Dot Podcast. Welcome, guys. And we apologize for another week of hiatus. But you all thought we might have broken up. But it's not true. We've always been together. We just haven't done shit! This is Brian with a silent E.
This is D-Goody.
No! Don't cut it! Don't cut it! Keep going, man. Keep going.
Who are you, dude?
This is Alex.
And on today's episode, guys, since we made you guys wait for a long time, we're gonna be talking about.
I'm fed up with you.
We're gonna be talking about our experiences in restaurants, specifically with waiters. If we've had good experiences with waiters, bad ones. You know, when is it the right time to tip big, and if we worked in the food industry, where would we work? So, worse than bad. Worse than good.
Worse than bad.
Worse than good.
Good Dave. And bad experiences.
Good and bad experiences in a restaurant.
Boy.
From a waiter.
Oh, man. For me, I don't... What the heck, dude?
Why now, did you just hear me? I said, Dave, worst and bad.
I know, that's what I said. Worse than bad. I got that.
All right.
Are you drunk?
I'm not. Okay. Go ahead. What are you doing? Are you doing good or bad first?
Furious.
Do good ones.
Good ones?
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I don't have a standard. As long as I'm getting the food that's coming in, like, it's fine. I don't know. I don't have high standards when it comes to service, like food service. As long as it's not like an hour late or anything like that.
Okay, so
you know what I mean?
I've experienced that.
As a person who observes how you eat, you don't care as long as there's like good vibes and you're with like cool people that make time pass fast.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think that's important. Like, obviously, if it's like an hour long and you have like, you're hungry and you know, like, you just can't ignore being hungry, then you definitely notice that. But when you have good people around you and you're not there specifically for the food, you're there for the community or like the friends around you, then it doesn't really matter or too much. That's what I feel like. But, you know, as long as the person, you don't go to like to, what's that bad one? That
well,
one
know,
where they're rude.
Dick's Last Resort.
As long as you're not like Dick's.
Is it Dick's or Joe's? It's one of the
I think
two.
It's Dick's.
Yeah, okay.
As long as you're not like Dick's waiters, where they just kind of like throw menus
they
at you.
Where they purposely are
they purposely, yeah,
you.
They purposely
that's,
mean
that's
to you.
Just their
as long
their
as
act.
You're not like, it's like blatantly obvious that you're being rude.
Yeah.
And yeah, as long as you're not like that, then I don't mind. I don't really categorize, oh, that was good service.
And now that he brings that up, we did go to Dave & Buster's a couple months ago, and I don't know if you guys realized, but we waited 2 hours for our food. But we didn't notice because we had such a good time. We were with good company.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's something.
But I'm sure, like, there are definitely times where I've had, like, I've experienced really, really good service.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
just, for some reason, those don't stand out because you're all like, oh, those are really good. Like, I really appreciated this person.
Yeah. Like, isn't it unfortunate how you only remember the bad ones?
Yeah.
They stick out, man.
They stick out.
I have one that I remember that was really good. It was actually at Red Robin. And I was with my friends in college.
I was there too.
You were there too. Congratulations on being there.
Yes.
And so I was with Brian and a couple of friends. One of them was Tom, who's a good friend of mine. And he, right walking in, he was like, I hate Red Robin. And I'm like, why? He's like, fucking man. Because every time it's just, I always get bad service here. And I'm like, every time I'm here, it's like great service. Like amazing service.
They got good
service.
Seasoned fries. Yeah.
Red Robin? I think I've only eaten there once.
Is that so, man?
Well, you have to put the season on the fries.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue your story. Just go and interrupting him like that. You give him the death stare right now.
You can continue, sir.
Really?
All right.
As I continue. And so we were talking before, I don't know, Brian from the future interrupted us. And he made a bet. And he said, I bet you I'll pay for your food if we get fucking bad service, because that's how I know I always get bad service here. And I was like, you're on, dude. So this our waiter comes in. His name's Ryan. And so he's like, hey, guys, let me take your order. And so he walks away. And while we were figuring out what to order, he comes and brings seasoned fries. If you don't know Red Robin, they give you fries on the house. So if you order burgers, you're getting fries like on the house. It's endless. It's bottomless.
Bottomless fries.
So he starts off right, mm-hmm. right? And then he like comes every, he's starting to come every 5 minutes, and Tom's just looking over like, fuck. I'm getting amazing service right now. And then I asked for a Mountain High mud pie, which is literally like maybe a 8 foot tall mud pie. It's ice cream cake.
Damn.
It, yeah, but I
eight
wanted...
8 foot?
8 inches, sorry.
Okay.
Inch. Yeah, 8 inches,
sorry. I was like, that dick, goddamn. God it's a big-ass cake, dude.
It's a big-ass cake, I know. Shit, dude. So it was 8 inches tall, and I wanted to share it with everyone. It came out, and Ryan, he wrote in chocolate syrup, thanks, heart Ryan. And he, like, gave it to us. And as he was eating, like, I looked at Tom, I was like, was it good service? He's like, fuck, man. Fuck Ryan and his heart of gold, dude.
And don't forget the sauce.
Yeah, like, even before Tom could get mutter out the words he wanted to get sauce, like, Ryan came through and he brought all the sauces.
Yeah, Tom wanted ranch, but Ryan brought out not only ranch, but he brought out honey mustard.
He brought, like, a handle. Ketchup.
He brought a handle of all the sauces. Would you even ask for that?
Yeah.
Dang.
So, Ryan was a good man. Good man, Ryan.
Good man, Ryan. Hope you're still there. Maybe we can find you.
Maybe he's a manager now.
Huh.
Yeah, manager.
But that was a good experience for you.
Yeah, it was a great experience. I mean, I'm talking about it right now. Hmm. But I very rarely actually remember the bad ones. That's just me, though.
Really?
Yeah. I remember the good ones because I mm-hmm. go back to that. I go back to those services.
And that's so, hold on. Rob, this came up to your mind when you were talking. I didn't want to interrupt you. But thanks. Then...
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian with a silent E. But for the most part, when waiters check on you,
yeah,
yeah. They check on you maybe like 5 minutes. You think that's too much? Because I feel like whenever they check on you, or at least for me, I'm like, no, we're good. Like,
well, I feel like the ones that are constantly checking up on you will keep checking on you until mm-hmm. they feel like, oh, they don't need anything, and then all of a sudden, you can't find them when you actually need them.
I think good servers know they like to keep an eye, and then if you're not talking. Then you kind of like jump in. Everything okay? Because it's a quiet moment, you know.
Yeah.
Because then for me, I think it's a little too much when they check in like every 5 minutes. Yeah. Okay, is everything good? I'm like, yeah, it's good. Oh, is everything still good? I'm like, yes, it's still good. All right, everyone need anything? Like, no, we're good. Yeah. Like I get
so that
like,
bothers you a little bit.
Annoyed, and I'm like, I understand that they're trying to provide great service and they're working for you know the tips, which is we'll get into later. But like for me, I'm all like, okay, I get they're trying, but. We're good. Like, we just want... Yeah, you know?
When is a good time for you? Because I remember us, we tipped $5 each, and there was, like, 7 of us.
Mm. Yeah.
In college, like, that's a big tip. Like, and now, in like, looking back on it, it's normal. It's, like, 20%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When do you think is a good time to tip big?
When is it a good time to tip big? Well, it depends on, you know, the speed... the waiter, like, are they fast enough or are they slow? Have they been getting our needs? Have they been getting, you know, our food on time and drink? Actually, you know, I have to bring. Okay, I've had bad experiences. Okay.
Okay.
We used to all us guys here. We used to go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh yeah.
You know how it all started, right? Because I won a free year supply of chicken wings.
Oh, you did? That's right. That?
That's why we were going alive.
Booklet.
Yeah.
You had that booklet of free chicken wings, and we kept going there.
Yeah, even on weeks I couldn't go, I was like,
listen up, guys. I wasn't a big fan of the place, but it was because of the service. And so we used to get this waiter. I swear, I kid you not, we got him 4 times in a row when we first started to go there. His name was Nick. And he would mess up our orders every time.
Yeah.
He'd take his lunch out of nowhere, and we wouldn't see him until his lunch was back. He would, like, let's get 5 waters all around. He'd come back with, like, 2 glasses of water. I came up with a nickname. I called him Mess Up Nick.
Yeah.
So, like, every time we came to the restaurant, oh, fuck, are we going to get M-U-N again?
Yeah.
Ah, there he is. It's M-U-N. And then he would always serve our table. Yeah. And then at one point, we came back, and we're like, where has he been? And we kind of came to the conclusion, like, that guy must have got fired, man. That guy was horrible.
Or he quit.
Or he quit.
Or he went to something.
Or he got something better.
I can vouch for that because that one time when we got chicken wings.
You all experienced messed up.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man, like, I mean, we didn't get our wings till like, and he was like, oh, yeah, oh, let me go with that, put that in. Like, I'll get that in for you guys. And I was like, oh, so he didn't put in the order yet?
Yeah, he was horrible. I mean, I I do have a threshold, though. I have a threshold with waiters. It's because of this experience I had when I was a child. My mom is one of the most... well, she's more patient now, but she was impatient, like, back then. We were in a restaurant across from Disneyland. It wasn't at Disneyland. It was a restaurant across from Disneyland. And the waiter brought so many of the wrong dishes, especially my mom's dish. She was giving my mother attitude the whole night. And my mom got fed up. And then, she like, you know, my mom got up her seat. She made a scene. You know what? I'm not paying for this.
Dang.
She goes up to the front manager and she goes, you know why you're she, somewhere along the lines, you know why your restaurant's not doing well? Cause your waitress is a bitch. And then, I was with my family. We were rolling deep, like 17 deep. And of course I felt like, oh God. And I felt bad for the waitress too. And I can't believe my mom did that. And my mom and I walked out. We ended up finding a pizza parlor, like, you know, a minute down from the restaurant. And I was so, like, shocked and embarrassed that, you know, my mom was like, what kind of pizza do you want? And I'm like, well, pepperoni.
Dang.
So it was since then, and it engraved me now that, I would never do that to a waiter. Unless they were being really rude. I do remember the waitress being rude to my mom, but yeah. Worst experience do stick out. Alex is right. Because you remember them.
You do remember them.
Yeah. But, yeah. That was my experience. But did back you... to tipping.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, probably didn't get that tip.
No.
But for
not,
me.
Not for my mom, at least.
Going back to, like, how you would, like, tip, or when do you know when to tip, or how much to tip?
Yeah.
For me, it's the water. What? I don't know what it is. It's, like, as long as they, like, whatever drink I have, let's say they have unlimited drinks or whatever, like Coke or whatever.
As long as they keep your water
as long
refilled.
As it's like, they don't check in. They just constantly keep the water,
yeah,
like, at a certain level. Like, they keep pouring it.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, this person's doing a good job. That's what I look at. I like, that's what I pay attention to, at least.
That's interesting. Well, for me, it's more of the opposite of what you were just saying, which is if they keep on checking on you. And like I was saying
earlier. So you like that.
Like, I do like getting checked on, because what if we have to order something out of the blue and, you know, or we need something refilled. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not much of a big gap within minutes of them saying hello to you and leaving real quick. Just being attentive to what you need as a person eating at the restaurant.
Okay, that's so fair.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I think it's the way I can ask for that is as when my water's low and I need something and they'll try to refill it, I'll ask for something right there and then.
You know what? I never met a big tipper since I met Alex, because I've seen him tip big.
Yeah.
And it, a lot of it had to do with karma.
No, well, not actually. It's actually started with a nephew, like a not my family, like a close friend of mine, his nephew. He worked in the food service industry. And he was a waiter at my favorite restaurant, Old Spaghetti Factory.
Okay.
Mm. And he would tell me, like, we would go out to eat and he would tip big. And I'm like, or at least what I thought was big. And then you find out later on that you need to just tip appropriately to how many people. So I always tip the 20% plus a little extra.
Right.
Usually. Mm-hmm. And if they're amazing, one time I, like, did exactly the same amount of the check.
The food? Yeah.
Yeah, the food. And they're like, oh, you gave me too much. I'm like, no, that's for you. Because it's good service. You know, when you get good
service. Yeah, that rings a bell. I think you've done that, like, around me.
Yeah.
He's done that. He's done it twice. Yeah, he's done
that. And because of that, though, it's because, like, these people work for their, you know, this is their living.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend now who just started a job, and he's a server at a sushi spot. Yeah. And he's doing, you know, he's like, this is his first time serving.
Right.
And he was telling me, you know, how rough it is with the people, and they're being, you know, complaining and then just like really just talking about like, oh, you're really slow. Or but he works at a sushi place, and if you don't know, it takes time to make sushi. You have to prepare it. Right. You have to roll the, you literally have to, it's art. Like it's like, as an artist myself, you're fucking making food art, okay? Like, and if you're making sushi right, it tastes amazing.
Yeah,
you know. And he works there. And because of that now, that also reinforces, like, my own karma on how I should tip, on how I should perceive people working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They get, most of the time, minimum wage, and their tip is what they rely on.
That's their living.
Yeah.
That's, you know, a lot of times you're living on the tip.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, just the tip.
Stupid, dude. Yeah. Dude, I have a question.
Yes.
You know, I have an answer.
Okay. So you know how you get food at, let's say, to go?
Yes.
And they give you the to sign it out.
Oh, this is a good question.
Do you tip even though you're not eating there? Like,
even if when I'm eating there.
When you're eating there, yeah. Like, for me, like I tip anyways, but I always feel like, did I need to do that? Like, like I didn't have a waiter, I didn't use the facility. I just got their food and left.
I came to the conclusion that when I'm coming to pick up something, I'm not tipping. Because you didn't come to my table, you didn't like... I'm picking up my own food. It's already wrapped up.
I get what you're saying, because like the
service... But I have thought about it. I have tipped that, and like, just to be like, damn, am I supposed to tip?
If it's there, quick, yeah. No, if it's quick, I tip. Because at that point, for me, I'm judging it based on speed.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Because you're getting it to go. You have to go somewhere. That's the only time I ever go to a restaurant and get it to go. It's because I need to be somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's fast, I'm going to tip you.
Yeah.
I'll give you a big tip.
Yeah.
You're if dumb, dude.
What? I'm just saying.
Have you tipped?
Huh?
Has the D Goody tipped?
Like when I like order to go?
Yeah. Damn right, this fool. Yeah.
Tipped. I do. Like, I still do it. Like, I always feel like, do I need to do that?
Well, how do you feel now, though? Like, are you doing? Do you know you're actually tipping and why you're doing it, or you're just doing it? Just
cause? I'm just doing it. I just see it on the receipt. I'm like, oh, like even when I get coffee, and you know they have the, like the iPad.
Have you guys ever felt bad when you? Don't do it, but when you give back the receipt and just give them, you're like, here you go.
Yeah.
And I kind of look at the person taking my receipt if they're looking at the tip.
I walk away so fast, yeah, dude.
All right, man.
I get my food and I don't look back.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all like, yep. Like, it is. I got my food. Then I'm bye. But I've like, even if they give me bad service, I'll tip something. Mm. Like, I'm not gonna be one of those guys that does like, writes a note like, try harder or something that. You know. Have you seen those receipts where those guys would be all, right? They would write a tip like, do better in life or something like that.
Yeah, that's rude.
Or something like that. And I'm all like, damn, dicks, dude.
Yeah.
Never would I do that.
So speaking of which, now you just, to end the show, switching roles.
Mm-hmm.
None of us were ever in the food industry or ever worked in food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if we have... you know, ever worked in with food, like how do you think we would be as waiters, and where would we,
are you talking about just us being waiters?
Yeah, like how
waiters
we, yeah, at a restaurant,
just waiters,
or are you talking about like the
food
whole
industry?
Let's like, man, I guess just the whole food industry then.
Yeah
because then I don't know, off the top, In-N-Out, because I hear you get really good benefits.
I've heard that too.
Yeah,
I've heard
that like too. In-N-Out treats their employees really well.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, if anything, if I'm going to be in a shitty position, well, I'm not saying, like, food industry is shitty, but, like, they're definitely, you get shit on, like, underappreciated, I feel like, a lot.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be working in that environment, mm-hmm. I might as well have good benefits and all that jazz.
I think, for me personally, like, I would want to work, like, at a hole-in-a-wall restaurant, like a mom-and-pop with faithful, like, customers, because, like, at least it's consistent. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Yeah.
You know what you're getting yourself into every day.
Mm-hmm.
If I wasn't a waiter, though, I would be the cook. I think I'd want to cook.
I could see you.
Yeah.
I could see you as a cook.
I want to be a cook at a food truck.
Mm.
Like chef.
You'd be a mean griller.
Yeah. Boogaloo, baby.
Boogaloo. I know how we all here interact with people. I've seen it firsthand. We're pretty patient people. But then there's also a side of us where it's just like, oh, God. Party the hell up, dude. But
that's when we're all hungry, though.
Yeah, I do want to connect with Alex with him saying that he wants to work in a hole in the wall restaurant and seeing the same face. That's something I probably would look forward to doing. It's like, oh, hey Tommy, good seeing you again. The same order again. I mean, you know, I'd probably be that guy.
Yeah,
I'd probably be that guy.
That actually doesn't sound too bad. I didn't think about it in that angle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I know a lot of us want change as young guys, but as we get older, I think like having a waiter job isn't that bad. Like you bus in, you know, and you see the regular people, you have conversations mm-hmm. with folks, keeps yourself busy, you can walk, exercise a little, you know.
I think just avoiding the major chains
would
be kind of a thing.
If I were to work at a high-end restaurant, I'd have to be young and youthful, and I'm not that anymore.
Mm-hmm. And you gotta carry like 10 plates
in our prime, baby.
Oh man.
Speak for yourself, man. I'm past it. I'm over the hill.
But if any of you guys listen, if you've had any experience in the food industry, whether you're behind the cashier, you're cooking, or even a waiter, tweet at us at 3.podcast, or you know, find our Facebook, and share us a story that you work with. Yeah.
Boogaloo, baby.
Boogaloo, baby. Thanks again, guys, for listening to another episode. We've been a little in and out, but we promise to finish the season strong for you guys. Continue to find our episodes on Podomatic. It is also on iTunes. This is Brian and the Silent Week. This is the Beauty.
This is Alex.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're waiting episode. And this is the 3.podcast, where the conversation does last.